Two of the many topics that we've explored here frequently on Issues and Ideas is the need families have for food, along with the school breakfast and lunch programs. Ever think about what happens with those families in need of food when school lets out for the summer? Right, their ability to feed their children increases in challenges in a variety of ways. That's why the success of the program for Sussex County, New Jersey, my next guest is here to discuss, is vital. It's called Food Stock. Here with the details and passing along is Kelly Bonventure. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Chris.
Passalong.org, as we can get more info on Food Stock 2015. And give us the mechanics of all this. What is happening? How long do people have to dive in on being a part of Food Stock this year?
We are collecting now through June 4th. The sorting and the pickup from the local food pantries will take place on June 5th. So the effort is really going strong right now through that Thursday, June 4th, to collect as much food as possible to try to help meet that ever-increasing need for families for the summer.
As far as what is needed, as far as what people can donate, what are some of the items that are commonly used, and what are some of the, from past experience, items that it would be really great if more people came through with?
Well, anything and everything is welcome, but basically this particular drive is really focused on kid-friendly lunch and breakfast items, because those are the meals that the families are looking to replace, that the school normally feeds their children during the school year. So anything that your children would like to eat, from anything from peanut butter and jelly to cereal to any kind of canned pastas, boxed milk, juice boxes, anything that is easy and quick that kids can sort of make on their own would really be helpful.
And we should qualify, too, what kids like to eat that's healthy, because a lot of things that kids like to eat, not the best of health.
No, absolutely. I stand corrected. Absolutely. It should be healthy. And one of the biggest items that the food pantries really lack is protein, because obviously protein is hard to come by in a non-perishable form. So peanut butter, tuna fish, canned chicken, things like that, to get that source of protein would really be helpful.
And I was just going down the list of items here. For example, you can find, in some cases, store brand cereal, which nutrition-wise is equally as healthy as the name brand stuff. A lot of stores put their store brand out from time to time for $2 a box, sometimes cheaper than that. Tuna you can find for under $1. Macaroni and cheese, box of that sometimes could be as low as 50 cents. Peanut butter's under $2. The spaghetti sauce, you can get a jar of sauce and a box of spaghetti for $1 a piece sometimes. So this is one of the ways, Kelly, that people always remove themselves from a time of giving because they say, well, I can't give enough. If everyone listening right now just did one of those items, the food stock would be well stocked, I guess we could say.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps, and a little bit added together makes a lot, and that's what helps keep those pantries full. And like you said, some of those items are fairly inexpensive, so we would appreciate, you know, even just one or two items from one person, from one family, would make a huge difference. You know, that one thing that you donate could be a meal for a family, for a child, you know, during the summer months. So think of it that way. Don't think of it as, I can't afford to do this, or I can only donate a little. That little goes a long way and could be an entire meal for a child over the summer.
And where are some of the places? I've seen the list. I have the list right here, too. The list is lengthy, which is great, because that just shows how much of a community effort this is from the businesses and corporations and fellow organizations. But where are just a few of the places where people can drop off donations?
Sure. We are collecting throughout the county. First Hope Bank, Selective Insurance, Thor Labs are some of the businesses that are collecting. There are sites around town. Just local stores are participating. You can drop off at the United Way, the New Jersey Herald, obviously both in the same building. That is where the end-up distribution will come from. So that's a great place to donate to. Our office at Pass It Along, which is at 60 Blue Heron Road, Suite 100 in Sparta, we're collecting there as well. Actually, a really cute story that happened the other day, Chris, and it shows that anybody really can make a difference. We had a mom come in with her 4-year-old son who recently had a birthday. And instead of asking for gifts for the birthday party, they asked for people to donate food to Food Stock. And this little boy came in with his mom with bag after bag and box after box of food for his birthday party. It was an amazing thing to see, very, very heartwarming. And even at 4 years old, that little boy understood that he was helping to feed other children. He was excited. He was proud to donate. And his only question was, Mommy, can we get more food?
God, that's one. You know, just when we're always buried by the stories of the very few demon children, I'll call them. And it's just a reminder of how many more children actually have it on right because the parents are doing right. As far as Absolutely. Their responsibilities are concerned, we're talking with Kelly Bonventura from Pass It Along. Food Stock 2015, from now until June 4th, you have time to make the donations. Very simple process to do. You can find more information, donation locations, over at passitalong.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And Kelly, it's important, too, to remember that, and I've spoken about this with the county food pantry representatives, a lot of people who used to make food donations, just because the way things turned around in so many personal economies, are now in need of these programs. The demand has increased dramatically.
Absolutely. That is something that we're seeing time and time again, is that families that used to donate are now on the receiving end, which to them is unthinkable. You know, how could they have ended up in that situation? But, you know, that's the days, at the time and place that we're at right now. And, you know, they are grateful that they have that place to go. They know that the families that they supported when they could donate. So as much as it can be an uncomfortable and a challenge for them to be able to accept that, but knowing that they were on the giving end makes it much more easy to be on the receiving end.
And here's a great idea. After the Memorial Day weekend, you go back to work, or maybe you are working Monday, but if not, if you're working Tuesday, like everyone, going back to work on Tuesday like everyone else, still means you have a weekend change to before the June 4th deadline. Why not in your office just put a little challenge out among all your coworkers and say, if I bring one can, would you bring in one can? Would you bring in one box? And just see how fast things can mount up, and you can just bring over, you know, maybe wind up having to write to U-Haul to bring the donations over to Pass Along United Way or any of the locations where the food stock is being donations are being accepted. And you'd be surprised too how what seems like a simple, maybe even to you, an insignificant effort really mounts up to a significant show of care and support for people in your community, which hunger and food insecurity is what they call it in the business, is one of those suffering in silence situations where it's tough for someone to step up and say to you as a friend or even a relative, you know, I can't afford to feed my children this week. So that person,
Chris, that's so good that you point that out. That's a very, very humbling experience for families. And you talk about the community coming together and being able to make a difference. This is the perfect opportunity for that to happen. And if a business is collecting and they need, we are actually have volunteers that will come and pick up the food as well.
Yep, there's one less excuse not to do it then. Beautiful.
Absolutely. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. And we will also, our teen volunteers from Pass It Along will be collecting at the Sparta Stop and Shop that whole week before the food drive ends, from June 1st to June 4th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. So if anybody is shopping or wants to go out and shop that day, you can make it really, really easy. Come out of the grocery store and just give your donation right there to our volunteers.
So there is no reason not to be a part of Food Stock 2015, especially on Memorial Day weekend. You're going to the supermarket. You did not get everything Friday. You forgot something. You have to go out. So when you're out, why not make a small extra purchase that will qualify and be useful as part of a food stock donation? You can learn more at passitalong.org and just find out and spread the word, too. Let other people know that you're doing it, because good gets contagious. And maybe it's even egotistical. Someone doesn't want you to be doing something better than they're doing. So make it a competition even. Passitalong.org. That's the website for Pass Along. More information about Food Stock 2015. And from Pass Along, we've been joined this morning by Kelly Bonventry. And Kelly, thanks so much for reminding us about the difference we can all make for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your time.